there, and you don't want to give any. I mean, at this point, let's be honest. I mean, we all know who's driving that deal, but there have been other guys. It basically it discounts the performances of your other players.
Who have been struggling.
Yeah, and the thing is, you've actually had, like you said, Birdman, and we talked about Haslam. I mean, there have been guys that are maybe a little more unlikely who have risen to the occasion. But the guys that you count on in Bosch and Wade have not been especially good. I mean, Battier's been, I don't remember even talking about him at all.
16.
Yeah, he's been a no-show.
Not good.
I was going to say that.
Allen's 13 of 46 in
another
the series.
No-show for the most part. I mean, by his standards at least.
And really, Ray Allen, you can see, when Ray Allen, a buddy of mine on Twitter put it best, if he's not making open threes, he is literally useless on the court. That's what he does.
He did make a couple of moves at the rack the other day, which actually were pretty good.
Underneath the basket, yeah.
But there was a play one time he had a cut on the right wing and went baseline and actually made a basket. And I'm like, man, you got to be.
He's got to do that more often.
Yeah, but I'm thinking you got to feel bad if you're the defender that just gave up a baseline bucket to Ray Allen. That's not what he does.
You talk about lay-ins, and I think one of the biggest turning points of the game the other day was a series with Mario Chalmers tossing it to Dwayne Wade on a fast break. Wade missing the open layup. Then they get it back. Chalmers gets the steal. Then he's like, I'm not passing to him again. He goes for the layup, and he misses. And then they go back down and score. It's a six-point swing right there when they were only down about five.
There are so many issues with this Miami Heat team, and it is amazing they've been able to be as successful as they are. Look, you got a head coach that nobody respects. At least I don't, and I don't think most of the players do either. We talked about it on Friday. Friday, for whatever reason, I couldn't come up with anybody's name. But Juwan Howard is a guy that had not dressed out. But they were talking about how they had gone to him for advice, and he apparently gave him a big speech at Game 5 and helped kind of push him through. And, you know, I guess he chewed on some guys or whatever. LeBron James also was F-bombing his teammates and trying to get them fired up, and he was trying to get everybody excited. Follow me! Follow me! That wasn't the F word he was using. But anyway, he basically said, look, Juwan Howard's a guy that we all listen to, and his comments mean as much as mine do or as much as Spo's do. Spo is Eric Spoelstra. And I'm thinking, if I'm the head coach, that's not something I want to hear. It basically discounts me as a guy who is supposedly the head of the team. Kinda we all know better.
Yeah.
But the point is, at the end of the day, like I tweeted you this weekend, the only thing Spoelstra has to worry about is whose car to drive up first, Dwayne Wade or LeBron James.
Mind games.
He's not smart enough to play mind games, nor is he relevant enough to play mind games. But it is all coming together now, and there are issues there that are rising.
Yeah.
And it always happens when there's pressure. If everybody's cruising and we're up by 20, it's no big deal. Everything's fine and dandy. But when the pressure mounts, you got issues. They got issues.
That's when they arise.
Yeah, well, they may win. Here's Eric Spoelstra saying whatever the heck he's saying.
We work all season long for a Game 7 home court, regardless of how you get to that point. Play well, don't play well, win the game, lose a game, and it all builds up to this. And it's an incredible opportunity as a professional athlete to be part of a Game 7, and that's why our guys are looking forward to this, even after a disappointing loss like tonight.
That is such a crock of bull.
Spo?
Really?
You talking about Spo?
That's the stupidest thing ever. I mean, come on, let me listen to this garbage one more time.
We work all season long for a Game 7 home court, regardless of how you get to that point. Play well, don't play well, win the game, lose a game, and it all builds up to this. And it's an incredible opportunity as a professional athlete to be part of a Game 7, and that's why our guys are looking forward to this, even after a disappointing loss like tonight.
No, you work all season to position yourself to be in a place in the playoffs where your seeding benefits you, you get home court advantage, and you hopefully never get past a Game 4. That's the goal. The goal is not to have to play seven games. And we realize most people have to play more than four games in a series, in a best of seven. But your goal is not to play a Game 7. Your goal is to avoid a Game 7. What kind of nonsense is that?
That's Spo.
Guy bugs me.
Yeah, I know.
Thank you. I can't say what Tuck said exactly, but basically he said, this dude don't know what he's talking about. What do you think? Am I crazy?
No, you're not crazy. And I think this kind of, you can connect it to the fact that they don't have respect for him. And do you remember some of the players, the Razorback players, calling Coach John L. Smith John L.?
Yes.
And people saying that's just, I mean, you don't, a guy doesn't have respect if he's being called John L. or Smitty or whatever. It's kind of like the same thing. LeBron James calling him Spo. Yeah, if Spo's got that. Spo's your head coach of a professional basketball team. Would you want?
I thought about that the other day, but before you go too far,
what?
Now wait a minute. What do they call the head coach for San Antonio? They call
Pop.
Him Pop.
Pop.
Hmm? Eh?
But they're old.
Yeah, that's true. They're about
they're
his
so
age.
Old.
Good point. I guess if your coach is a contemporary, it's okay. Yeah. I mean, and honestly,
they're so old. They are.
They're really old, and he's old. But guess what? They're really young, and Spoelstra's pretty young.
Yeah.
I mean, he was the guy that came up as the video coordinator. It's like, hey, LeBron, here's your tape, man. Here's your tape of the game. All right, have a good game. I love it how he talks.
When they talked about him working with Dwayne Wade, that's what graduate assistants do for football teams.
I like how he talks about, this is the greatest thrill for a professional athlete. I'm thinking, how do you know? You played as many professional games as I have. You goof. I can't stand that guy.
You don't like him at all. You know,
no.
He's got a really, you know, he's got a really good win percentage. I'm not saying it's all him. 66% win percentage.
All I know is that, yeah, well.
That's solid.
Yeah. Guess what? I'd have a 60% win percentage if I had LeBron James on my team. What does that mean? All I know is this. In times like these, I turn to my voice of reason.
And who's that?
Lieutenant Colonel Frank R. Slade.
Mr. Slade, this is such a crock of sh**.
Thank you. That's exactly what I thought when I heard Eric Spoelstra yammering.
Well, gentlemen, when the sh**t hits the fan, some guys run and some guys stay. Here's Charlie facing the fire, and there's George hiding in Big Daddy's pocket. And what are you doing? You're going to reward George and destroy Charlie.
Guess what? There's a big fan tonight in Miami.
Is it going to hit it?
And there is some poo going to hit it tonight. So we're going to see who's going to run and who's going to head to the NBA Finals.
Woo!
Tonight at 7:30. I can't wait.
Can't wait. Do you have Bart Scott?
No.
Got to get that. Please.
That is a great clip.
Please get that
one. We will have it tonight on The Buzz.
Can't wait.
We were hoping to carry a Razorback game tonight, but unfortunately, we won't. You know, it's too bad. If UCA made available to us their broadcast, maybe we could carry that. It's not as easy to wing it on a dime like that as you might think so, but, yeah, maybe we'll see if we can pull that
You know
off.
People over there. Have your people call their people.
I am my person, and I don't even know who the people are at their end, but they do, and they're the ones writing it off. Here's some interesting news from the world of social media. It's surprising to me in a way that might surprise you.
Go for it.
MIT researchers have built a tool that estimates that on average, Kim Kardashian can expect to be retweeted twice as often as President Obama, which made me think this. President Obama tweets?
He has a Twitter account.
I had no idea. Who tweets more? President Obama, Da Pope.
I think Da Pope. I follow both.
Okay, well, give me an Obama tweet. What's the last tweet President Obama
okay,
sent?
Okay, I'm going to give it to you. Hold on.
This predicts that 600 retweets for Kim Kardashian in 50 minutes after any tweet versus just 300 for Obama. The Rock notches 800 in the first 50 minutes after a tweet. Diddy would likely get about 80. So
here we go. Here we okay. go. President Obama, last tweet. You ready for this?
When was it?
I don't think you can handle this. 1 minute ago.
Okay.
On the passing of Senator Lautenberg.
Yes.
And then before that, 2 hours, he retweeted something. Now, let's be honest. He's not tweeting this stuff. Someone is tweeting it for him.
I would never let anybody have access to my Twitter account
Let's see. Pope Francis?
On behalf of me.
Yeah,
ever.
No, ever. No. Okay. And you ready for this in followers? Are you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
The English version of Pope Francis, only 2.5 million followers. President Obama, 32 million followers.
Hmm.
But that's the English version. He has many different versions to speak to the different... You know,
President
Catholics
Obama
all around
does?
The world. No, the
oh,
Pope
does.
Pope Francis.
I thought,
and his last tweet was 7 hours ago. He's slacking.
Okay.
What do you?
I was just curious if like Obama tweets in Yiddish for some people.
Nah,
I was just curious. Yeah. I thought you acted like he had a. I get confused anyway.
Yeah, that happens often.
Okay, so yeah. Senator Lautenberg has passed away.
At 89.
Yeah, I mean, he's a vet.
Yeah.
He's been there a long time, I think. Let me see here. I'm pulling up some details on him. Oh, by the way, I also heard a stat nugget in the break. Jason Kidd finished his career second leading assist man in the NBA and steals.
Behind Stockton.
Yes, behind John Stockton. And he wore his shorts way better.
I want to see someone bring back short shorts.
Frank Lautenberg.
Just for one night.
New Jersey Democrat associated with major legislative achievements.
Yeah.
No, nobody's going to do that. Over five terms in the Senate.
Great. Hilarious.
He was the chamber's last surviving World War II veteran. Died on Monday of viral pneumonia. 89 years old.
89.
How about that?
Hmm.
Last surviving World War II vet. I was hanging out with a World War II vet last week, my grandfather. Pretty awesome. We actually talked about the war a little bit. He doesn't ever talk about it, so we kind of were prodding him. It was interesting.
You want to know how many followers Kim Kardashian has?
Not even a little bit.
Okay.
I would like to know how many Sammy Hagar has, though. Could you tell me that? Is Sammy Hagar on the Twitter?
Let me see.
Is he on the
I'm
giant
find
Twitter
out.
Machine?
Find out.
There's no question in my mind that Sammy Hagar tweets like a fiend. He can't tweet 55. Sammy Hagar.
62,000 followers.
It's actually pretty good. Federal judge has thrown out a man's claim that Sammy Hagar hired a hitman to kill him. The complaint stemmed from a dispute over Hagar's chain of Cabo Wabo restaurants, which, by the way, fantastic. You know, they make their own tequila, or so I've heard. According to court sources, developer Milton Barbas, sued Hagar and others involved with Cabo Wabo in 2010 for $100 million, claiming a breach of contract and emotional distress. Hurt my feelings very badly. Pushed and pulled and hurt my neck. That followed a 2008 claim in which Cabo Wabo Enterprises sued Fresno Rock Taco for breach of contract and trademark infringement. Everybody sue you, sue everybody. I'll sue you for my shoes and my glasses, so I'll have them. Anyway, when's the last time you heard Sammy Hagar's name?
It's been a while.
Dude still can't drive 55, never could. Say one thing, you visit Cabo Wabo, you better have your cab driver going 55 or whatever speed he wants to, because you do not need to get behind the wheel of the car. Yes, sir?
I understand this was a response to the Carter administration. Is that the way you say it? You know, because they wanted everybody to drive slower to save.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, fun fact of the day. Neither fun.
Sad news out of the world of entertainment this weekend. Gene Stapleton passed away at the age of 90.
Hashtag too soon.
Hashtag Mrs. Bunker. She was Archie Bunker's better half on the award-winning show.
Oh, Archie.
All in the Family. And
that was actually really good.
It was a bang-up job. Died of natural causes Friday at her New York City home.
Yep.
Surrounded by family and friends. Okay.
Yeah.
You guys have never seen one episode of All in the Family.
Nope.
Let's move on. You guys know who Penelope Cruz is, right?
I've heard of her.
She's very attractive. She is set to become the oldest Bond girl ever.
What?
How old is she?
40 years of age. Oh.
She's 40?
They've tried to get her before, apparently, but she's never been available because of other commitments. But she is available, my friends. And according to them, Bond girls are always brainy as well as sexy, and that's totally Penelope.
I'm a fan.
Yeah, I am too. Daniel Craig's 45, so that seems like the age connection would be just fine. She is fantastic.
Have you seen that espresso commercial
yes.
she does? Hypnotizing. I've never wanted to drink espresso so bad in my life.
Yeah? She's pregnant with her second child. Does that turn you on?
Oh, hey, even better. Sign me up.
She and her husband, Javier Bardem, about to have a kid. The 24th Bond movie next summer. She'll be part of it. She will be 40 next April, so she's actually only 39 technically. But anyway, man, how about that? She takes the oldest Bond girl title away from Honor Blackman, who was 39 when she appeared in 1962's Goldfinger. I say... I'm torn. It's the second or first best James Bond movie ever, I think. It may be the best one ever. And you'll remember, of course, Honor Blackman played Pussy Galore.
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. All right, over the weekend, yes, please, Matt, sit this part out if you don't mind. Thank you. Not that. This part you can talk again.
Okay.
Over the weekend, the box office, Fast and Furious 6 provided a little more dumbing down of America. I should have done this story in conjunction with Kim Kardashian being retweeted more than the president. At $34.5 million made over the weekend. Now You See Me finished second. That's the movie about...
the magicians in Vegas steal money. They rob banks, Morgan Freeman, Michael Caine, Jesse Eisenberg, just to name a few.
I have a funny feeling if I went to see this movie, I would
Woody
feel
Harrelson.
As though those magicians had stolen my money. Third at the box office, After Earth. Fourth, Star Trek, which will be reviewed tomorrow in our Average Guy movie review by Chris Kralmus. And fifth was Epic, a movie I actually will take my boy to see this week because my other boy is at camp, so the little one gets all the attention.
Of course.
Are you going to go in 3D?
I am not going to go in 3D. No. I'm going to go in my normal state. Whether or not I see the movie in 3D, Matt, is up for grabs. What about After Earth? Matt, give me an average guy movie review.
Out of bananas?
In advance of our Average Guy movie review.
Okay.
After Earth.
Terrible dialogue.
Okay.
Will Smith basically...
Why does he have an accent?
That is something, too, that I noticed that was ridiculous. But Jaden Smith is not a... I mean, nice kid, not a good actor.
How do you know? Is he a nice kid?
Yeah.
He looks nice on TV.
He does look like a nice kid.
He does.
He's dating a Kardashian. How bad could he be?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, one of the young ones.
Well, Jenner. He's dating a Jenner.
Yeah.
Sorry. Same difference.
Yeah.
Can we forever here to four use Jenner and Kardashian interchangeably, please? Okay.
Khloe Jenner.
Go ahead.
Yeah, Will Smith is hardly in. I mean,
no, not Khloe. Khloe's not even a Kardashian or a Jenner. She's adopted. She belongs to someone else.
Came from a different.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She's a sister from another father. You can follow.
Totally makes sense.
It sucks. The movie sucks.
Okay,
one banana.
Okay, all right. How many
bottom
bananas?
Line. One banana.
Wow.
Out of five.
Did you feel dumber for having seen it? God have mercy on your soul.
Halfway through it, I looked down at my phone and was like,
"That's a bad sign."
You know, and you think about it, it's like, I paid for it, but I was like, is anything ever going to be exciting?
The only time you should ever look down at your phone during a Blockbuster is if Jessica Alba's texting you naked pictures.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's a bad sign for that movie. Terrible sign.
Now You See Me, Renee Shapiro said she didn't even like magic and magicians and whatnot, but she said it was a good movie.
Okay. I'm probably going to go see that one.
Just so you know.
I trust Renee most times.
Most of the time. Every time.
She's not an average guy, but she has a pretty good perspective. So,
yeah.
Okay, this is where I give you the real quick spoiler alert. Spoiler alert, spoiler alert, spoiler alert, spoiler alert on Game of Thrones, Game of Thrones, Game of Thrones. I said it 3 or 4 times. That's all you get.
One more time.
Game of Thrones, spoiler alert, right now. If you don't want to know what happened last night on Game of Thrones, you need to flip your audio down for the next, safe to say, 5 minutes.
Okay.
I'll check back in 5.
I hope that I'm done in 5 minutes. In fact, make sure that I am. 12:32. If I'm not done by 12:37:30, smack me. Okay?
Deal.
I've got to get out of here by then.
Okay.
Here's
the
deal.
Go.
Last night was one of the most upsetting, frustrating, angering, disgusting television episodes I've ever seen in my whole life. I was out for blood at the end of the episode last night. I was so mad. I felt personally betrayed. Personally betrayed. And they killed off a couple of very important characters last night.
Very important.
Yes.
A king.
The people I thought were going to die in another Harry situation lived, and the people I thought were in a totally fine situation at a wedding all died.
At a wedding. I'm a little worried.
I'm
a little nervous.
Make sure the kids are nowhere near when the wedding scene begins or ends, more importantly, ends. It is unbelievably graphic. If that's one of those deals where if my six-year-old walked in at the end of that, it's Nightmare City for the next. I mean, he's sleeping in my bed till he's 15. There's no question in my mind. Do not let your kids see this particular episode. There are some episodes that have nudity, bad language, violence. This one takes the cake. Do not let your kids see this. They will never go back.
Wow.
It was
graphic.
So terrible. So, we have a clip of the end of Game of Thrones last night. Let me further spoiler alert it if you already know what happened but you haven't seen it play itself out. In fact, one of the actors who was killed was talking about weeping. He was weeping because his character was killed off.
Really?
He was weeping all the way back to his native land. I think they filmed it in Ireland, and I think he's from, like, it wasn't a very long trip, but it was like
he's
from somewhere there, around there anyway.
This is wild.
Yeah, he was crying because his character, I mean, he's that emotionally connected to it, and his movie mother was killed in the
scene
as well.
Well, they're invested in this.
Yes.
I mean, clearly, this is a huge show.
But here's the thing, if you read if I was in the movie, or in the show,
you read the script ahead of time.
Exactly.
Clearly.
I would be like, oh, I die?
Oh, man.
But, man, they said it was hard to film. They said there was a lot of weeping on the set. It was very emotional. I'm telling you, I was sick to my stomach last night at the end. And then in the credits, like you pointed out to me in the break, there was no music. It was so haunting. It was worse than
anything. They did that on purpose, too.
It was like, I mean, I'm telling you, my wife last night goes, I don't know if I can watch the show again.
Ever.
And there's one more episode left this season.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm going to watch it.
That's even the crazier is that that wasn't the season finale.
That scene will be forever in my mind.
Oh, my gosh.
It was very hard to watch. And the problem with Game of Thrones, which is so awesome about it, but it's frustrating, is that the right people almost never get it.
Ever.
It's the people that deserve to die. It was like last season on Boardwalk Empire.
Yeah.
The guy that needed to get it the whole season didn't get it until the end.
Finally.
And then he finally got killed. That was great. Jib got killed.
Jib.
That was awesome.
Are there still dragons on the show?
Oh, yes.
Oh,
they're growing up, too.
Please.
Oh, cool. Dragons.
What are you, crazy? Of course there are dragons. Don't be ridiculous. In fact, we're going to get a few for the studio. Anyway.
All right.
Here's the final
clip.
Here's the final disturbing scene.
Oh, my
Lord.
And
this just shows you how sick this dude was. The king, the lord, I guess, that created all the havoc.
Is this graphic for radio, too? Should we warn?
I mean, no.
Okay. All right. Go ahead.
There's no blood spewing or anything.
All right.
Lord Warley, enough! Let it end! Please! He is my son! My first son! Let him go, and I swear we will forget this. I swear it by the all gods and you. We will take no vengeance.
You already swore me one oath right here in my castle. You swore by all the gods your son would marry my daughter.
Take me for a hostage, but let Rob go. Rob, get up. Get up and walk out. Please. Please.
And why would I let him do that?
On my honor as a Tullich, on my honor as a Stark, let him go, or I will cut your wife's throat.
I'll find another.
Dude, that's cold.
Whoa.
Really?
I have no idea what that meant.
Oh, okay. Well, here's the deal. Basically, they were at this wedding, and Rob had agreed to, they were doing this whole.
You have 20 seconds.
We're bringing the families
your
together.
Your time's actually up, but.
No.
No, you
37,
have
37. Oh, okay. So go. We're bringing the families together. You're going to marry my daughter. Then he met this chick that he thought was hotter, so he married her. He knocked her up. She got killed last night, too. He didn't marry the daughter, but they gave him the uncle in exchange. The uncle married the daughter. After the wedding, they run them out for the bedding ceremony. While they're out, they go crazy. They kill everybody in there, and then they all get it. It's bad news, including the pregnant mom and the.
Yeah, you're done.
Yeah, terrible. Okay,
that's
let me.
It.
Okay,
well, JT, we'll make an extension for JT.
JT, we're gonna do a spoiler alert extension for you. Spoiler alert extension.
I warned you in advance. There was a lot of people gonna die.
You did. I remember you said just be ready.
I did, and from what I understand, book three, which is what this season is, might actually continue over into season four. There's only one episode left.
Yeah, well, the only good thing is that was not the last. If that was the last episode of the season, I seriously would have to get in therapy. That at least I get one more episode to try to calm my nerves a skosh. But last night was hard to watch.
Well, let me tell you this. That's not all the people that are going to die.
Well, that's fine. As
okay.
long as I need
There's
some of the
right people.
I need some of the people who deserve to die to die.
I can't tell you for a spoiler alert who's
please
going
don't,
to die.
Don't tell me anything about anything.
But
please.
I can give you the two teases here.
Okay.
One,
please
there's
be careful.
A lot more people that are going to be dying.
Okay, that works.
And all the people that you think are dead may not be.
Okay.
Whoa.
Now that's a good tease.
Whoa.
Okay. So you're telling me that the guy's wife didn't die? Okay, we'll check that out.
But her JT, thank you.
She was spraying blood everywhere.
Reverse sixth.
I think Catherine
Stark
said to say that she's done.
Yeah, I'm gonna guess.
I mean, your throat being cut like
that—you can live through that.
Yeah,
it's not easy.
Flesh wound.
It's merely a flesh wound.
Third funniest comment from Big Baby.
Two
in a row today.
Holy chore, spam, dear. I love it. Spamming eggs. Matt says, have you talked about Game of Thrones? Wow, did not see that coming last night. Me either. Another guy said that he was mad. He said, I've never screamed at my TV quite so loudly as I did last night.
Did you scream or were you just in shock?
I was in shock.
Really?
I felt, you know what I felt like? It was exactly the same feeling. I just thought about this.
I know what you're about to say.
When I walked out of the movie Seven.
Oh, really?
There was also a neck cut in that one. Just didn't see it.
Man.
When I walked out, it was absolute silence. No one said a word. No one said a word. We walked out of the
what
theater.
What are you supposed to say after the most sick,
no,
twisted movie
but bro,
maybe
was,
ever?
I'm talking to
one of them.
Well, usually when you come out of
sure.
a movie, there's a smattering of conversation.
Yeah.
It was absolutely silent.
Eerily quiet.
Eerily quiet afterwards. And then I spent the next three nights watching for people to take out seven deadly sins on me. So, I mean, it makes you paranoid.
It messed with you a little bit, didn't it?
Yeah, just a little bit. Yeah.
Wow.
Yep. Crazy. Hell, the good news is you can get all kinds of cool stuff on Suddenlink.
That's
hey,
not crazy.
No. Suddenlink.com, 979-836-6901. I won't even say what I'm thinking, but I'll tell you.
Go on.
Yeah. I mean, that's how you can sell your products. You could be like, hey, get this product. It's way more pleasant than the last, that wedding scene in Game of Thrones. Hashtag understatement. How you like that? Okay, anyway, the more web-enabled devices you have, the faster internet speed your home needs. Suddenlink has you covered with the fastest speeds in the area, especially if you're going to be watching ESPN3, right? Am I right? Who's with me, fellas? Let's get them! Free access to Suddenlink to go. Live local customer service to keep you online all the time. That's at Suddenlink, and my friends in Cabot are holding it down. Suddenlink's 30-day money-back guarantee ensures that you are happy. That's a Duck Dynasty reference. Work with me.
Happy.
Suddenlink HD TV, internet, and home phone, only $30 per service per month when you bundle. Online at Suddenlink.com. 979-836-6901. I want you to get Suddenlink in your home today. It's phone, it's TV, it's internet, it's fast, and it's good. It's Suddenlink.